The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Let me turn myself up.
Yeah, what's
bit
going
here
on with that?
Yeah, anyway. Hey, good morning and welcome to Friday, 18th of January, 2019, 7:05 in the morning and 37 seconds. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is known for its compassion, community, and care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, right downtown Reading. We're having our pet of the week here, too. So good morning, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Catch off guard there, huh?
Yeah. Jared's pushing me. He goes, whoa, my
getting
turn.
Our mics.
Okay, of course, the most beautiful Linda is here.
Well, good morning, everybody. What a nice, beautiful day. Still spritzing outside. I'm going to give you a little weather update. Looks like we're going to have rain today with our lows of around 43 and our highs of 52. Saturday calls for rain again. With a high of 56 and a low of 50. Sunday rain again. Looks like 90%. So we've got a big rainy weekend coming up. Martin Luther King Day, which is Monday, is mostly sunny with a high of 55 and a low of 37, which is going to be the biggest jump that we have here as far as, which should be nice for the snow because those skiers, people who like to go up to the mountains, have got some incredible inches of snow, and then, of course, with nights closing like that, it'll be good for packed snow. But the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. And let's go to, we have the most darling doggy in here with our Amy. Did you see the cat food out there?
I did. Okay. I already loaded it in my van.
All right. So we have our pet of the week. And good morning, Amy, with Haven Humane.
Good morning. I have Lucky with me today. Lucky kind of looks like a tiger.
Yeah, Lucky is a mix.
Yes, we have him as a pit mix, but he's on the more petite side. He only weighs about 45 pounds, yeah. So he's kind of a good-sized medium dog.
He's almost like a circus dog.
Yeah.
He feels like a circus. He's already done several tricks this morning.
Well, yeah, and he's very, like, if you notice when I stop petting him, he likes to hit me with his face and tell me, like, we're not done yet, lady.
He's already put his paws up on that, like, he definitely wants to be up here with
the
us.
Only
no, he
one.
Wants to sit
he's
in my lap, and I really, like, he doesn't understand that he can't get in my lap.
He is. He's trying to get into your lap. He's the only animal we've had here that's ever put his paws up on the table and said, hey, what's up here?
Yeah, he just looks up. Hey, guys. Yeah, good morning.
I'm supposed to be part of this.
He comes, you know, I'm standing there talking. All of a sudden, I look down because I'm feeling a nudge in a certain part of my body, and I'm going, what's that? And so
I'm tempted to pull him up a stool and see if he'll sit in it.
Look at
you
this.
Remember those dog pictures? You know what I'm talking about here, then. The dog pictures that look like
back.
The guys are playing pokers and whatever.
Yes.
Poker and games and all that. So tell us what's happening with Pet of the Week. I know that, looking at me with the sound.
No, I think it's is it my ears or is it your
no,
ears?
No, it's just doing something strange this morning, but that's all right.
I don't know.
He's okay. In there figuring it out.
All right.
So anyway, Amy, talk to us. Tell us what's happening with Haven Humane.
Yeah, so we're actually doing a really fun special right now called Super Bull. B-U-L-L, which means all of the bully breeds in the shelter are only $10 to adopt right now, and all other breeds are only $25, so it's still a discount. But we really want to celebrate, the larger population of pit bull or pit bull mixes that we have in the shelter, as the amazing dogs that they really are. So, $10,
else,
you could take Lucky home.
Into the office, and now Lucky's out there going,
who's this?
There's somebody out there who's not petting me.
Yeah.
I need to go out there and be petted.
So, pity bull.
Yes. It's super bull. Yes. So, yeah, $10 for any bully breeds in the shelter, which is awesome because, like I said, we do have a larger population of pit bulls. But they're amazing dogs, and so we're really celebrating the loyal, loving companions that they really are. Lucky included. And Lucky actually does great with other dogs. He does great with other dogs. He's been in our weekly play group. We have a big fun dog play group. It's actually quite entertaining to watch how much fun they have just getting out there and playing with each other and being dogs. So he does go with other dogs and children. So he'd make a really good addition to just about any family. Cats, I'm not 100% on, but nobody's ever 100% on cats.
Right,
on
right.
How you can do. Never tell.
You really can't.
Cats will turn on you in a heartbeat, as we've heard from one of our friends that she just, the cat climbed her and bit her on the face.
Was threatened because,
she was fighting with another, he was fighting with another cat, and then our friend tried to end the fight, grabbed one of them, and that one turned, bit her on the foot. Scratched her on the foot and then climbed her and bit her on the face.
I work with animals every day, and if all
that?
The scars and scratches I have are all cats.
Yeah.
You know what? if you ask the veterinarians, which dogs? And they, you know, all will have a different one, but I've had two or three tell me Dalmatians.
Yeah.
Dalmatians will be wagging its tail at you and then pow.
Cattle dogs for me.
Cattle
really?
Dogs?
Yeah.
Little cattle-y mixes. You can't, they'll wag your tail, they'll tail and then nip at you because they're nippers.
They're nippers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you never know.
But not Lucky.
Lucky's a lover. You could have called him Lover Boy.
Yeah,
lover
all breeds are different.
And it's just Lucky Lover Boy.
Yeah, every dog is an individual. That's
right.
Kind of what we want to celebrate. So.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, Lucky is ready to be adopted.
Yes. Yes.
He could go home today. And I tell you, what a cool dog this is. I mean, he really is friendly.
He's got some personality.
He's got personality.
Yeah,
he
does.
How old do you think he is?
He's about four.
About four. So you got plenty of time with him. He's the kind you can just trot along. He's lean, so you could run with him.
Yeah, and he's a good
size. A little
bit
of hound in him.
So he's not going to take up your entire couch.
No.
You know?
And he's going to love on you. You want to get in your lap now and then. But he's also a good walking dog. Is he good on the leash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's just a good dog. And here's a good chance to get him for $10.
Yep.
Okay. Amy.
Thank you so much for joining us, and look forward to our next pet of the week,
next
Friday, who you bring in. This morning, when I pulled in front of you, you had the van.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what, does she have a horse today? I didn't know. You could bring in a small pony. I mean, you know,
yes.
we've
done stranger things.
That's my big van now.
Yes.
So,
okay.
That's what I get to drive.
We also want to thank Bob and Brenda Belongi because they just donated a whole bunch of cat food.
Yes,
right?
Thank you.
Because they're on their way, of course, to Oregon, as we know, and they just had all of this extra food, which they could have taken, but they decided to give to.
Isn't that great?
Haven
yes.
Heath.
Oh, I would also like to let everybody know, if you are a government employee affected by the shutdown, Haven Humane is offering free dog food with a government ID. So it's one of
wow.
the things
that's
that we're
very
doing right
cool.
now.
Thank
free
you so
dog
much.
Or cat.
I have a government ID.
Do you know?
Do you carry the extra special food that Elk Killer eats? I doubt it.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Have a good day, guys.
All right. We're going to segue on to the government shutdown.
Really,
now let's
really
talk about that.
I'm not really a government employee.
No, but you've retired. You retired under the military. So thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
We've got a few minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about the government shutdown because the FCC falls under that.
You know, and I've been trying to get hold of FCC because we have some things that are pending, and it's not easy. In fact, there's this big sign on the FCC website that says we're shut down because we're unessential, which then makes me wonder, well, why? I mean, there must be parts of it that aren't. There's got to be some of it that's not non-essential, but not any of the people.
So some parks are shut down. Did I recently heard that the Martin Luther King Delta has given a special grant where the Super Bowl in Atlanta, they're going to have the Martin Luther King Park open for, I think, 30 days, 16 days, something like that. So.
And there's other parts, under Obama, he shut down the World War II monument and all these, but I think these are being kept open in some way. And there's also a way, I think, that Trump's looking at to be able to sign some legislation to pay him.
Yeah. All right. So, but we do know that the government is the shutdown is affecting, maybe not your everyday, pull in, put your quarter in the meter. Maybe going to a restaurant and have, your typical things. But it has a trickle-down effect. And now, how many days are we in it now?
It's like 25, but they've already gone through one pay cycle without pay. And we're approaching the second one right now. And right now, it's just, hey, Trump, and we're going to get into this after we have our guest here for our next 15 minutes. But after that, we're going to get into the battle between Pelosi and Trump and some of the things that are happening that way, among the different things that we're doing here in Reading to try and get our arms around crime. And it, hopefully it's going to start working. We're going to start seeing an impact. 7:14 in the morning here Friday, the 18th of January. It's 47 degrees. We're going to be showers today and then more showers Saturday and Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. John and Sarah Bastiani started this business 9 years ago, and they have grown and they have thrived because of customer service, having the types of firearms that people want, the accessories, classes in CCW, and, of course, hunter safety, all of those things from Bastiani Arms. Also, veterans, you get a discount. Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning, KCNR 1460, 605-4567 if you want to get in on the show.
I'm Jim from Design Time, your full-service shop. Are you looking for a wood look floor that is low-maintenance and waterproof? Check out our luxury vinyl. Easy to install yourself, or we have professional installers available. There are many beautiful colors and styles to choose from. So come and visit our showrooms and see for yourself. We are located on Highway 273, just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, I'm Jim from Design Time. Are you looking for a new kitchen? We have it all. Custom cabinets, ceramic tile, granite, and quartz slabs for countertops. Need a new bathroom? We can do that too. Our staff at Design Time and Tile can help you design the kitchen and bath of your dreams. Stop by our showrooms located on Highway 273 just north of Wind River Casino. Don't forget, Design Time for all your flooring needs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 47 degrees out there. We're going to have some showers today, 7:19 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number, I was looking at this, that why would you buy a bed that's made for, like, you know, for everybody when you can buy a bed that can be made specially for you in the sense of how the firmness is on your side of the bed. Sleep Number gives you the ability for you and your partner to sleep at different mattress firmness because you can adjust the firmness of the mattress. So why would you buy just a regular mattress that's just kind of okay?
Well, my Sleep Number setting, I move it around a lot. And the other day we did, day before in the rain, we were moving bricks and a lot of fence debris. And had to, pile it in the back of the truck. And so, you know, a little wear and tear on the body. So I moved my Sleep Number setting. And I actually, instead of going up, I went down because I just needed to kind of feel like I was collapsing in the bed. So my Sleep Number setting was 35.
35, my Sleep Number setting. I still keep it around 60. The thing is, with the new smart beds they have, as you move, they will adjust to you as you're moving, and it allows you to have a great night's sleep. And right now, during the January savings event, you can save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. And remember, Sleep Number has been rated highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for the 2018 and they've been, I think they've got 2017 also. So Sleep Number. Head on down to Target Shopping Center. Go on over to the Sleep Number store.
Next to the Vitamin Shop.
There you go.
We have a special guest. We're talking airport and new flights, or a new flight that we've worked so hard, or you all have worked so hard. We've wanted it so hard.
Ars has been working on this for a long time. Good morning, Ars Carver. How are you?
Well, how are y'all?
We're
good.
Fine. Now, Ars came in here, how long ago was it? First time.
Year and a half ago, probably.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
Well, welcome coming back, and it was nice to get your call, and we want to find out what's going on over there at the airport in Reading.
Yeah, as many people already know, we start direct service to L.A.
Uh-huh. When you hit your hand on the table, we can hear it.
You got direct service to L.A.
Mm-hmm. You had a online petition that we had on our front page here for a long time.
Right. Yep. We got up to, I think, 3,000 or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and just did a couple appearances, and I was pretty amazed to see the community support. And when that happened, y'all sent out a message basically saying, oh, yeah, we can definitely use this flight. And that and people booking flights to San Francisco is what really helped secure those flights to L.A. on flight. We have one flight leaving around 6:35 in the morning out of Reading and going to L.A. It's less than 2 hours to get there. And then on the way back, they have like a 7-ish, mid-7 o'clock flight coming from L.A. straight into Reading. It'll land around before 9.
Perfect for the work day. If you have to go in and, you know, cover a case or a deal or something, you're flying into L.A. and you'll be back, you know, to be able to be there for your family.
or come in the night before, for
yeah.
you know, or come in that day, do all your business and catch the next flight out. No, these are, this is great. This is big for everyone, but we need to have people sign up.
Right.
Yep. People need to utilize the flight as well as continue using San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
The flight is very affordable. It's around $221. Round trip if you're booking about 3.5 weeks in advance.
All right. So they're actually taking bookings now, and you begin the flight actually. When will you launch, you know, the first flight?
March 8th.
March 8th. That's why that – I kept thinking, why is March 8th in my head?
Well, you know what? We've got a – when's that?
We're in a wedding.
When's the
wedding? We're attending a wedding the end of March, March 30th, and we were going to drive down, but I think we should fly.
I think we could fly.
Yeah, we should fly because we're talking about doing like just a day and a half. So you know what a bone cruncher that is. So, okay, so we'll make our flights. And that's reasonable.
Yeah, also, I'm going east in June. And typically, I would fly out of Southwest, out of Sacramento, and then go into Nashville and then do, you know, a couple hours into a small town. Well, I found a flight. I was looking again this morning just to be sure I'm still with my word. It is less than $100 more to fly out of Reading.
Wow.
And I get there in 9 hours, and I can go, instead of flying into Nashville, Tennessee, I can fly into Chattanooga, Tennessee, for less than $100 more, and that covers your gas and your parking.
Are you going to Chattanooga?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have family in Chattanooga. Okay. Oh, cool. You have family in Chattanooga?
Right.
Oh, well.
Well, you know, I have family in Chattanooga.
Yeah, as we were just saying.
Do you? You're not related to me, are you? Or are we? Are we like brothers, or am I your uncle?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, the
artist is looking scared. This is his eyes have just gotten big right there. I don't know what this man's talking about here. That's great though. You live in Chattanooga. I mean, are your family from there? Are you from there?
Yeah, we moved here from the East Coast. Some in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Some in Alabama.
Okay.
Wow.
There is one topic I'd like to touch
Please.
On, too. That,
this yeah, is your we moment.
Get, we got five more minutes, yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So customers are asking why United Airlines to L.A.? Well, because United has been committed with us for quite some time. And like I said, they love the support. And they love that we're filling up the planes even more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more affordable than what it used to be. So I would encourage you guys to go check it out. Also, to my astonishment, I also heard that they're doing a travel pack. And I don't know the exact details, but basically it includes like hotel and flight with a combination price. So check that out.
Wow, maybe That's we should really look good. Into that when we go down to the wedding.
Yeah, that could be something. Yeah, that could be a good
idea.
You
mean like,
too.
So United, just like Southwest would do their trips, you're talking United's doing that now. So you can do.
With LA.
You could fly out of Reading into LA, get a car.
Hotel.
In a hotel.
Love it.
I like that idea.
Yeah, and also what's cool about this, like say there's a weather cancellation for the FAA.
Mm-hmm.
They have to shut down one way and stuff. So say you're coming from Chicago and your flight just happens to get canceled or delayed into San Francisco. With you having the same airline coming out of L.A., they could just reroute you to L.A. and you'll still be home the same day. With it being a different airline, they won't be able to do that.
Artis, what do you do? I mean, you're really up on this stuff.
So
and you've been so interested in this for a long time about getting this, you know, and you must feel kind of fulfilled.
Tell us your connection. Or
so
your...
What's your connection to this?
Honestly, I was just, I got tied up in limbo coming home. And I was like, we need another destination to help us feel more confident to book to San Francisco as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is going to increase confidence if you're flying through San Francisco, because you know there's another way around if something happens.
Okay.
And not
So this became personal to you. So you jumped into it. You started a petition. You've been helping. I know you talk to Tony Giovanello all the time, probably. And so I think this is great. I think this is super for what you did, Artis.
Yep.
I'm glad.
And your involvement in So would you say that this has kind of been your pet baby?
I don't like focus a lot of time on it, but I focus enough time to keep the community involved, kind of let them know about price and stuff like that. But honestly, I just want the community to thrive and allow businesses to come in and allow for good leisure to go on vacation.
Well, I add to that I know I'm not alone, being ready to go to the airport and my flight has been canceled and I have a gig or a job that day in L.A. And I'm freaking out, you know, calling Carl, take me, I got to get to the airport and make a connection. They'll connect you. But so this is music to many people's ears because
they'll connect you through Sacramento.
Well, yeah, but still, I'm happy to hear that
now
we have alternative methods and routes, and everybody wants to be able to get from L.A., especially if you're flying internationally.
Right. And then also, if you can't make that nonstop flight, you can still route through San Francisco. We still need to stay committed to San Francisco, and then just more so an addition as L.A. service. So if we can continue to do that. And continue to fill up the planes, I would say 85% or more, then we can continue to secure new destinations.
So what you're here today and what we want to encourage everybody is if you're doing any traveling and you're not going to drive and you need to fly, make your reservations through United, out of Reading.
Out of Reading.
And let's just get it going. Because it's happening, but it's only going to happen, keep happening, if you make it happen.
And we've got enough people that travel. We've got enough people that come through here.
And there's no point driving down to Sacramento, catching a plane, and going down to L.A.
You know, because, you know, first of all, you're paying extra. You're paying for gas. You're paying for storage of your car, the whole thing. Anyway, Artis, thank you so much for what you've done for our community, buddy.
Artis Carver, thank you.
Thank you. It's all about just helping the community.
There you go.
Thank you, Artis.
Okay, hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to some people that are really helping out our veterans and other people right here in Reading.
We need pictures.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our good friends over at SST Oil. You know what? If SST Oil is, if you're looking for somebody to move your gas, oil, if you have water heaters or home heaters that run on kerosene, it's SST Oil. They're the only people you should be talking to. They've helped so many people in our town. They've been in business 51 years. It's an employee-owned company, and they're just really good people, you know, highly, highly professional, a great sense of integrity of the people, starting from Bill and Dana and all the way down through the company. Give them a call at 241-1167 and see just what SST Oil can do for you. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated.
not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday, 7:35 in the morning.
I'm thinking that's The Temptations.
It's
tonight.
Ooh, the
Temptations
Cascade.
Tonight, the Cascade Theater. Yeah. Are they smooth or what?
Yeah, they are. My God, I know that's going to be a great concert. 18th of January, this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Like I said, they're very veteran-friendly. They're located on Hilltop Drive next to Members First Credit Union. She That's Maxwell Insurance.
She does our life insurance, Judy Maxwell does. Okay, hey, we're here with a couple guys that I've heard about, but don't really know them until today, and I'm glad they came in at Blue and Jay. They're for Medicine for Our Military is the organization. However, what they're on today about is how they're helping our veterans that need assistance with their homes that may need some renovations or their cars. Okay, Blue, come on in.
Good morning. I'm glad you're having fun. Medicine for Our Military is focused on the 22 suicides a day as our main goal. Mm-hmm. 22 veterans committing suicide every day is just unacceptable. So the concept behind Medicine for Our Military is what's your medicine? And the big question mark, as you can see on my shirt.
Right.
So what's your medicine is, what do you need to go home and not want to commit suicide? So your truck's broke down? Mm-hmm. So if I was to fix your transmission today, would you go home and feel better, have a better night? Would you be feeling good that night? Then that was your medicine. That's what you needed. So we're trying to get our local veterans to come out and just tell us, what do you need?
Okay.
And you know, camaraderie and loneliness is not net. And one thing I've noticed heavily as we've been doing this for the last 3.5 years is that veterans don't like to ask for help. It's crazy that a big majority of everybody that we help, it's a neighbor's calling, it's a family member calling, and that's awesome, and we need to get more of the family members and community involved.
And Blues, you know what, you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of times, I don't know how many times people will call us, you know, or have come in and said, you know, my friend's son or my son, yes, were having problems, and they, you know, we just can't get him to, you know, to the VA or to somebody that wants to help him. So there's all these different groups out here. You know, we're one of them, but there's other groups too. Veterans groups that they could go to start talking to people. But that's a tough thing. But it's hard to admit you need you need help because you're a big, strong guy or a girl that's been through combat. You've done a lot of great things. You've done hard things in your life, but it's very difficult to say, hey, I need some help.
Well, that's it. To overcome the trust issues itself is the big thing for a veteran. You know, they feel they've been mistreated by one way or another somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been horribly mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and Medicine for Our Military, it's a nonprofit veterans outreach center in Shasta Lake City. We have a recreational center there where they can come in and shoot pool, you know, and just fellowship with other veterans. And the nice thing about the span we have there is you're liable to talk to anyone from a World War II or a Korean veteran to guys that have only been home a couple months or so. And like you say, the people in the community want to help veterans. They want to, you know, reach out, but they don't know these places. And there's a lot of national places that get attention. But the main thing, our biggest focus is we're local.
And on top of that, when I was talking about the community, if you are in this community and you know of a veteran that needs help, or your wife, or his husband's having problems, I personally love to go knock on doors and meet people. And I've met quite a few veterans over the time we've been doing this where my son really could use some help. Is there any way you could talk to him? And I'll attempt through phone calls and I'll attempt. But if all else fails, I have no problem to go knock on doors and say, good afternoon, this is what we're doing. And a big part of what Matters for our Military does, you grab me those papers, is we have daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
So the center in Shasta Lake City is child and family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Pool tables, dart boards, Wi-Fi. We try to do lunch every day from noon to two. I was bringing this in just because the way we do every day we have different things going on. But
one of the things that got me interested in this was I think somebody sent me something, but the fact that you all did a ramp for a Korean War veteran, was it Korean War?
Actually, it was World War II.
World War II veteran. He needed a ramp built so that he could get into his house. And we've gone into this thing before where we've had to get ramps for our older veterans, or they can't come home. They won't let them come home because there's no ramp. And now that's ridiculous because they're happy in their home. What are you going to do? Put them in a home, assisted living place? Anyway, so Blue and his people, Medicine for Military, did that. But the big thing you're doing is you're working on people's cars. You're working on their cars and trucks, and it's free.
Well, a lot of these veterans, I mean, some have good pensions, and some, you know, a lot of them are living on a real limited income.
Right.
And what's really cool is we've looked at doing the automotive work for free. That usually is what the big ticket item is. A lot of the parts are $25, $40. You know, and that's the big thing is as long as they can help get the parts, and that's one thing we're working on. New fundraising ideas. Right now, we're working on the biggest project that was landed to me. I had this is an 82-year-old Korean War veteran.
Uh-huh.
He just turned 82, like 2 days before Thanksgiving. Lost his wife 2 years ago. The neighbor and his family found out how his roof was leaking. So I went to go take a look at this right before Thanksgiving. And I mean, his ceilings were falling in on the beds.
Oh.
It was really unbelievable how much bad drywall. We went in and took care of that too. We took out all the bad drywall, all the bad insulation, treated the molds. And then the problem is I'm trying to get somebody to help us donate the materials to do the roof. And I didn't realize shingles were that expensive, but we're talking $3,000 for the shingles to do the redo.
Really?
Yes.
My goodness.
And going right into the December trying to get donations, and after the two complete horrible tragedies that we've had with these fires.
That's tough.
So I even let that go for a minute to the rest of the month. But this 82-year-old Korean War veteran still needs his roof put on. We got it tarped off and plastered off everywhere. Just through these rains, but what we're reaching out to the community right now is imagine this. Imagine if every person in this community put 73 cents in a jar once a day, knowing that the funds are going to help the veterans in Shasta County, in our community, in our area. That's the big ticket. And wouldn't you be willing to do 73 cents a day if you knew the money was going to help out our local veterans?
Well, I think that's a lot of the concern of people when they give money is where's it going to go?
Where's it going to go?
You know,
right.
And, you know that there's a money trail from the time you put it in to the time it's being used, because there's as you know, there's organizations out there, or there's people out there to take advantage of this, and they use the word veterans. So they use the word veterans, and 90% goes into salaries and overhead.
Well, and that's it. And sadly, you know, a lot of those organizations, just a small percentage goes to where it's, you know, local anyway.
Yeah.
And that's one thing. We'll have full disclosure on all of our banking records. You'll be able to see where any of your donations go directly. I mean, you can look online and see.
Open book policy.
Well, that's important. That's why I brought this up. Is that people, you know, when they give their money, they want to know that it's not just going to go into gas for your car or something like that.
In 3.5 years, we have had not every single person has been a volunteer. Everybody that's done everything we've done is volunteer. And no one's even looking for the trying to pull salaries. No. Right now, what we're looking for is this 82-year-old Korean War veteran.
Now, there's another couple things. One, you want to talk about O'Reilly's?
Yeah, they've been real good to us. They give us the awesome discounts, and he even pulls extra discounts up. But we went to O'Reilly's because we're getting ready to try to talk to corporate about possibly getting assistance with at least donations or parts.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gentleman, the manager at the store, put in Medicine for Our Military's phone number, which is 530-736-1422, and pulled it up. And we're looking at about 150 vehicles that we have fixed over the last 3 years. And
for free.
For free. I get the parts. And
get the parts, we'll fix it.
We got veterans that work on Apache helicopters. So,
hey,
so
you know what?
Doing some things for the vets ain't too tough.
I'm gonna let this slide into the next the next
So Jay and Blue, hang out with us for the next segment. We love and your buddy there in your arms.
The beast.
Standing up on your arms with his
eyes closed.
Figured out. I'm gonna be right here next to Daddy, but I'm gonna sleep.
7:45 in the morning. It's 47 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today and showers today and a little more rain Saturday and Sunday. This portion of the show brought to you by
Home Helpers. If you are looking for somebody that can come in that's bonded and you've had an operation or perhaps, you know, somebody just had a child or, you know, somebody like a hip replacement or an elder in your family and you need, you know, some of assistance, I'll call Sharon and her group at Home Helpers. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, an LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Casey and our 1460 right here in the studios at downtown Redding, 7:50 in the morning.
Is that ZZ Top?
Better be, because Sunday
night,
I'm
you're rocking
ZZ
out.
Top. That's
boo-boo.
Right. 47 degrees, going to be showering today and raining this weekend. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Hey, we're here with Jay and Blue. And Blue Mobley is the head of the public relations, one of the founders for Medicine for Our Military Incorporated, a veteran outreach center. But let's talk to Jay for a second. Jay, you're a veteran?
Yes, I'm a six-year Air Force veteran.
Okay, and how'd you get associated with Blue? In this?
I actually was fixing to relocate, and my options were pretty limited, and I put an ad actually on Craigslist looking for a couple miracles. I have a big friendly dog, and you know most rentals don't take a dog, and Blue answered and said, yeah. I went up and checked it out, and it's such a rewarding place to be involved with. Mm-hmm. I pretty much dedicated myself to it from then on.
Okay. Well, then let's go to Blue. Blue, you started this Medicine for Our Military, but it was based on what happened to you. Is that
yes,
correct?
It was.
Even though Blue's not a veteran, but let's hear the story.
Four Thanksgivings ago, it was 2 days before Thanksgiving, I was having my third back surgery in Mercy Hospital. I have extreme sleep apnea and didn't have the CPAP machine at the hospital. And after my surgery and recovery, without a CPAP, your oxygen levels start dropping drastically. Went into the 50s. My brain quit telling my heart to beat, and I died. And it was a 15-minute death. I'm glad I was in the hospital. And Mom, if you're listening, I love you to death, because if Mom was not in the room, I would not be sitting here. She was sitting in the room watching me sleep. She didn't even need to be there. But trying to make it a little quicker, it runs down that 22 veterans commit suicide every day. If I died and did not come out of that hospital, my autistic son, my wife of 23 years, my other sons, my family would have been uprooted and destroyed. And the problem is this, 22 times a day, right now this morning, there's 22 families waking up in our country completely destroyed. And they're talking moms, dads, brothers, sisters, cousins, and all their friends included. It's a big number. And getting the community involved is really where it's at to make a stop. And then, like I said, if your neighbor is a veteran and you may think that neighbor needs something, call us up. I love knocking on doors.
Now, okay, now, Blue, this is your Medicine for Military Incorporated is a 501.
Yes.
So everything is a, tax, the
tax deductible, yes.
You've got tax IDs and all this. People may have heard of Blue for other reasons, but I got involved in this because I saw that what you were doing to help, reaching out to help veterans in the construction side. You're trying to help these people.
One thing I really need to touch on, because a big problem is our homeless veterans. Now, I have property in Cottonwood that I house homeless veterans. So if you know a veteran that needs help and needs to get off the streets, we got travel trailers and RVs. It's all off grid. I believe success is to take them out into the middle of nowhere. So if anybody sees a homeless veteran flying a sign, and anybody wants to come pick up stacks of our cards to hand to homeless veterans, we really do. We do drug testing. Most of these guys are coming off the streets either doing heroin or meth. Mm-hmm. The drugs are just ugly in the city. We've had some really good success stories, and we've gotten quite a few veterans in apartments and housing from coming up.
I know
up
you have lots of support.
Yes,
too,
definitely.
But the other thing, like I said, is that they're out there helping people. And one of our listeners just called and said, how can they donate? Well, how can they donate?
Come to the center. I encourage anybody, even donating or not, just to come to the center so you can see what we're actually doing. It is child-friendly, family-friendly. We have pool tables, dart boards, Wi-Fi. We do lunch every day from noon to 2. And then we have activities all week long. On Mondays, we're doing pool and darts for prizes. So you come in, and every half hour, every 45 minutes, somebody's winning something. But nobody loses. I mean, our prizes are still fun where everybody's getting winning.
I'm going to give an address for those people who are listening and would like to either call or an address. A hard address is 4204. That's 4204 Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. 96019. One more time. 4204 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake City, 96019. The phone number is 736-1422. And again, that's 736-1422. You can call today. How can you help? What can you do? If you want to take a tour. I just think sometimes people need a hard address and, you know, okay, the next step is.
Yes, but definitely.
One of our people said, you know, we can drop an O'Reilly's card off to you and all that. So there's the address out there, my friend. 4204 Shasta Dam Boulevard.
Awesome.
You get in town very often here?
I'm in town doing stuff on a daily basis.
So,
I definitely,
you know, so if you want to stop by here and drop off a gift card and just put on it, or other things, and just put on it, medicine for our military, reference that, and we'll just leave it here. We'll just collect it and give you a call. You know,
awesome.
So yeah, something like that. If you can't get out there, if you can't mail it to them or whatever.
And when I made the joke, I love knocking on doors. I really mean that. If you have a veteran that you feel is sad or lonely and not getting what he might need, I have no problem, and I tend to get along well. I don't have too many bad stories of me knocking on doors and meeting with the other veterans. I usually bring another vet with me, so there's a connection, but we've got a lot of our members that are at the center now watching. We do movies on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We even do movie night. We use a projector and blow the whole wall up. On Fridays, we do music. Now, we have band equipment for an entire band, drums, guitars, bass rigs, everything. It's free. We do free music lessons for veterans. If a veteran mm-hmm. wants to come learn a guitar, come up on Fridays, every Friday, and we got guys playing guitar and teaching
That's
stuff.
Great.
And then kind of getting the little house band things fun. But on Wednesdays, doing the movies, we blow up the entire wall with the projector,
right?
And then run the sound system through the PA systems of the band equipment.
That's great.
And it's pretty pretty neat. We have a lot of fun with doing the movie stuff.
Before we get out of here, I want to mention real quick how appreciative we are of the donations, and you mentioned it on air. We are a nonprofit. We're completely donation funded. Sometimes tough to keep the lights on. And we want to really thank the people that have sponsored us. The auto parts stores have been good to us. The building industry supply places, Payless Building Supply, really helped with the original wheelchair ramp we built in Anderson. Home Depot is generous and allows us a $100 gift card a month, which allows us to give our veterans a $25 gift card a week for a prize during some of those events that Blue mentioned.
Your poker for prizes, your arts and crafts, your moving pizza night, all the dart tournaments. Yeah, I mean,
what kind of arts and crafts are you guys doing?
Well, I don't do too many arts and crafts myself.
I just don't see you with those popsicle sticks.
Believe it or not, you'd be surprised. You come to the center, and half the wall is actually layered in veteran art.
It's a great way of expressing yourself.
Yes.
Okay, we're here with Blue Mobley, who is the public relations, but also the guy that started this medicine for our military, and Jay, or the veteran, one of the veterans there that help out. One of the big things, again, for our listeners, is they're out there to help homeless veterans. We've got a couple of different organizations that are out there, but Blue actually has a place that he can house veterans, homeless veterans. And like you said, they do drug testing and to try and clear all this up, trying to try to help people get back on their feet.
And what's neat, too, it's all veterans out there, too. So everybody, you got your support groups there. And like I said, it's in the middle of nowhere, but we got solar, we got water, we got everything we need to.
Hey, do we have a call, Jared? Does our caller want to go live? Okay, Pam, let's...
Hey, Pam, you have something for you in the last couple minutes. Hello, Pam. Pam?
Good morning. Hi.
Okay, hey, you're on live. We only got a couple minutes.
Have a comment?
Okay,
question.
Okay. I just want to say, hello, Blue. This is Pam Wolbert with North Valley Stand Down. Blue Crew is there to move us in and out every year for North Valley Standdown. I don't know what we'd do without them. God love them.
You're awesome, Pam.
All right, Blue. Thank you. Love
you. Thanks a lot. That's great. The North Valley Standdown, of course, for anybody that's been living under a rock for the last several years, is something that happens once a year for 3 or 4 days at the Anderson Chasta Fairgrounds there that helps out our homeless veterans in so many different ways. Blue, I'm glad you came by. And you know what? Blue's a tough-looking guy. He's a big guy. He's a tough-looking guy.
Need to be in one of our local productions.
Don't be put off by that. This man's got a heart as big as his body.
Beast helps.
Yeah, and then the dog Beast, that's almost as big as the palm of his hand.
Looked
here
up and knew his name.
So,
yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much, Blue, for coming in and giving us your time. And Jay, thank you for your service, buddy.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us, for sure.
Right.
Okay.
Good show.
704204 Shasta Dam Boulevard and 736-1422. We're going to put their website, or not, yeah, we'll put their website on ours. And
they can
also
on Facebook.
Yeah. Hey, we have to run. We're here for the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Roe v. Wade. Pro-lifers are rallying here in the nation's capital to protest legalized abortion. This year's theme is Unique from Day One. Religious and political leaders will speak at a noontime rally here on the National Mall before marching to the Supreme Court. There's a fresh coating of snow and temperatures are in the 30s, but that isn't stopping the event. Organizers also announced that even if the government is shut down, the march will take place. Greg Clugston at the March for Life in Washington.
As the standoff over border security funding drags on, the latest caravan of illegal immigrants from Central America continuing its trek north, sights set on the U.S. border. This group from Honduras has crossed into Mexico from Guatemala. Belt tightening on the way at Tesla.
The electric car and solar panel maker Tesla says it plans to cut its staff by about 7% in an email to employees. The company says the road ahead is very difficult. A memo up on Tesla's website says it hopes to post what it calls a tiny profit in the current quarter, adding that it boosted staff by 30% last year, but can't support that number of employees. Tesla's shares tumbled earlier this month after it cut vehicle prices by $2,000 and announced fourth quarter sales figures that fell short of Wall Street estimates. I'm Matt Small.
This is the fifth day of the teacher strike in Los Angeles. Another round of talks scheduled later today aimed at ending the walkout. On Wall Street, stocks sharply higher. The Dow's up about 211 points. The S&P better by 26, and the NASDAQ up 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Sudanese activists say a protester who suffered a gunshot wound during clashes with police has died. That raises to 3 the death toll from violence in the capital, Khartoum.
The protesters' anger is steadily growing, and it's fueled by the security forces' continued use of live ammunition. On Thursday, a Sudanese doctor and a child were shot dead. Another doctor said the medic was killed at close range by security forces who'd singled him out because he was treating injured people. Throughout the night, a large crowd gathered outside a hospital in the Buri district of the capital for a sit-in. As thousands gathered for the doctor's funeral earlier on Friday, a police car that arrived at the scene was attacked and overturned.
That's the BBC's Will Ross. Germany's foreign minister is urging Russia to save a key arms treaty with the U.S. to prevent a new arms race. The German official visiting Moscow calls on Russia to destroy the type of missile that the United States alleges is in violation of the treaty. News and analysis at townhall.com. It will be quite a show in the sky this weekend.
The moon, earth, and sun will line up for the only total lunar eclipse this year and next. At the same time, the moon will be ever so close to earth and appear slightly bigger and brighter than usual, a supermoon. The whole eclipse begins with a partial phase around 10:34 Eastern time Sunday night. That's when Earth's shadow will begin to nip at the moon. Totality, when Earth's shadow completely blankets the moon, will last 62 minutes beginning at 11:41. Eastern time Sunday night. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is to meet in Washington today with a visiting former North Korean spy chief Kim Yong-chol. Those talks aimed at finalizing a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And again on Wall Street this morning, stocks are soaring. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 211 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring and compassionate in community. That's what Shasta Regional Medical Center is all about.
Good morning, everybody.
I said that first. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm just telling everybody about the weather here.
Okay.
Because we have callers. We've had a great morning. Very busy on this
Friday. Our phone lines are full right now.
Okay, 8:05 in the morning, like Carl said. It looks like we're going to have rain today all day. Our lows today, tonight will be 43. Tomorrow calls for rain with our highs of 56 and lows of 50. Rain again on Sunday with our high of 57 and lows of 38. Now, Martin Luther King over the three-day weekend will be mostly sunny on Monday with our high of 55 and our lows of 37. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Senior and veteran discounts are always welcome, 365-3793. Now, let's go to the phones and talk to Joe from Adamson's
Peak. No, we're talking to Terry first.
Oh, and then
we got
Joe.
Terry on first.
Okay,
Joe. Okay,
all right.
Terry.
Hey, how are you two doing this morning?
We're doing great.
Good, good, good. Okay, anyway, I wanted to let people know that on Monday night at 2570 South Bonneview Road at Faith Community Church, yes, I said the name, because I think this is very important for people to know, we will be having Brian Daly coming to speak to everybody. We want to encourage everybody from Reading to come. Brian's running for Senate in the space vacated by Ted Gaines, who is now with the State Board of Equalization. And I think it's good for people to come in. I know that Sally announced this at the Republican Women's Luncheon the other day, and we're hoping that folks come in and ask him questions. We're going to have all the candidates in that we can get. At this point, we know that Kevin Kiley is also running, who is a Republican and an assemblyman. And Theodore, and I don't really know how to pronounce his name, I want to say Dziuba. It's D-Z-I-U-B-A. He's also running as a Republican. The Democrats at this point, we don't know if they have who they're running yet. Scuttlebutt has they're going to run the young lady who ran against Tom McClintock in that district for Congress. And apparently she got about 43% of the vote. But she, as far as we know, we haven't seen really her file yet. And the election is 3/26, March the 26th. So that special election is on us very shortly, folks. So I want to encourage everybody to come out to 2570 Bonneview Road, South Bonneview Road, and come out and ask Brian Daly, your assemblyman who wants to be our senator for the state, questions and get your questions answered.
Okay, thanks a lot, Terry. That's going to be Monday at the church there on Bonneview.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, you two.
Have a great weekend. Okay.
Okay, now it's Joe from from Adamson's Peak Performance with our fitness tip of the week. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Linda. Hi, Carl.
Hey, you know what? I am just perky this morning. Perky. After awesome. Doing, I did my 500 push-ups, my 300 crunches, and my 4-mile run to the office.
Man, you probably won't be perky in about an hour from now.
I got tired just thinking about that lie I just told. So.
All right, hey, so tell us what's the fitness tip of the week, Joe.
Sure. Well, you know, in the past, I think I've mentioned to you guys how important strength training is, and we can review that maybe again another time. But within your strength training exercises, they're not all created equal. I believe that there's some that are just much more productive than others that should be kind of your primary lifts. And those exercises are ones that work the large muscle groups. They work multiple joints, maybe, for example, the knee joint and the hip joint and the ankle joint all at the same time. Sometimes they work multiple planes, you know, forward and laterally and so forth. So what I'm talking about is exercises like the deadlift, like the squat, bench press, just exercises that typically you can move a lot of weight with these movements. And they're really critical for multiple reasons. But a couple of those reasons are because they stimulate a lot more muscle, and consequently they stimulate testosterone and growth hormone release in the body, which is really helpful in creating muscle. They're also just very efficient time-wise, as far as, you know, most of us don't want to spend hours in the gym. We want to do some exercises that really get the job done in a minimal amount of time. And sometimes you could literally go into the gym and take one of these exercises and do maybe 4, 5, 6 sets of intense sets on these things and really be done with your workout if you were short on time and so forth. So these movements, make them the key to your strength training program. Make sure that you learn proper technique on them. Sometimes they can be a little bit dangerous. And start low as far as your weight. Don't feel like you got to, just because there's some guy doing 500-pound deadlifts over in the corner of the gym, go over and start with 50 pounds and just slowly, progressively increase weight each week. So make these primary lifts, these large muscle group lifts, the key to your strength training routines.
Well, thank you, and that makes perfect sense. You know, great. Adamson's Peak Performance, celebrating 25 years. What was that, last year or this year? Are we at 26 now?
Well, no, we're still at 25. We're going to have a big celebration here in a couple of months. We'll keep you guys posted on it.
Can we please come? We hope to be invited.
Absolutely. you better come.
Okay, great. And, of course, that's Adamson's Peak Performance over there off C Street when you take Hartnell. You know, they're off the freeway, and they're doing all kinds of wonderful cutting-edge classes and so on and so forth. So, Anderson's Peak Performance. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks,
okay.
Carl.
All right.
Thank you.
So with us this morning, and we love our Fridays when we have a Dr. Kara Tennant from Animal Care Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning.
Care Animal Hospital.
How are you? What at Christmas came and went. New Year's came and went.
And we all made it.
And, you know, you always talk about what's trending, you know, what we're looking for with seasonal, you know, issues. And we like this moment with you, because now we're going into, obviously, before we sneeze, it's February. What's blooming or blossoming with, you know, what's going on with the rain? What are we to look for now with our animals and our pets?
I have all sorts of things that I'm seeing right now that, I'm seeing more because it's cold and it's raining a lot. And so the first thing I'm seeing is I'm seeing a ton of fleas. And I get asked every day, do
really?
I need...
It seems like it. I've noticed that elk color seems to be having a little bit of, you know, even
what?
Though she gets her stuff every week. Yeah.
Even though she gets her stuff every month?
Yeah. She does.
Well, she should be fine.
But she does. It's really, I'm not sure if it's like, again, maybe this product is... It, after 3 weeks, it's not as strong. It seems like it's more diluted, or it's not as strong as it was years and years and years ago.
Right. I mean, it depends on the product you're using. I mean, you certainly can have a loss of efficacy towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But in some of them, I mean, some of the products that are out, the fleas are resistant to because they've been out for so long. And we here in Shasta County have such a flea problem.
We do?
We do. Yeah.
Like more so than Stockton? Or...
Oh, I think Stockton's pretty bad, too.
Stockton's got everything. They've got fleas, gangs. They've got it all.
They have flea gangs.
They have flea gangs. That's right. They're called the Hops.
Yeah. Okay, so you're seeing an outbreak of fleas.
I am.
Unusual for January.
And I see it all day, every day. And so people come in frequently and say, oh, I stopped my flea medication because it's wintertime. Or do I need to give flea medication because it's wintertime and we don't see any fleas? But it never gets cold enough, long enough to kill fleas here. You know, it has to snow. I think for a couple of weeks, either, you know, in order to kill them. And when it does get cold, you know, they're in your house. And you've got, you know, the eggs and the larvae and the pupa that are in your house and under your couches and in your carpet that will hatch. And in your bed with your animals or in your bed.
Mm-hmm.
So what I recommend is giving it year-round. If you give it year-round, then you're not going to have a flea issue if you're using an effective flea product. And you can certainly talk to your veterinarian about your flea products. I really, really like these oral flea medications. They are so effective. They're really safe. You can bathe your dog as often as you need, especially now when it's raining all of the time. And if you're using a topical product and you're worried, you know, is it washing off? Is it greasy? What if I touch it? You know, I have kids. I have cats. Of course, cats will die if they eat or lick or touch a product, a flea product made for dogs. So, you know, that always makes
I did not know that.
See, that's important.
I didn't know that. That if
we
if
just
you put
learned
one of those
that.
Ointments on or those little breaky things, and it's a liquid.
On
if
your
a
dog.
Cat licks it, mm-hmm. it'll kill it.
It'll kill him.
And I mean,
it's
like
fast
right
too.
Away. I mean,
pretty
it's like
fast.
It'll go like and fall over.
They tend to have seizures.
Well, here's the thing: is that
no,
you know,
I mean,
some cats
I, have
like,
you ever heard of that before?
No, but this is what we love having Dr. Kara Tennant on because we just if you walk away. In your end of your day with two things that you've learned, I think that's a great thing, in my opinion. You know, two things that you didn't know.
A lot of times I wait for one, and I'm happy.
But, no, that's important because what can happen is the, you know, some cats, what you see, you know, some cats like lick their mm-hmm. doggy friends.
Cats I, like to groom, yeah.
yeah.
And if they're friends
yeah.
with their helpmate.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we may have, like, stopped a few deaths just now. Hey. Or cats that get sick and we can't figure out what it is, right?
Exactly.
Someone's called in and said that there was a wreck on I-5 North in Anderson. And I'm going to have, Jared will check that on our traffic thing. But we also have somebody on the phone with a question for...
Yay.
Dr. Kara, even though that we are over our break, we're still going to take the question. Coach Bob, good morning. Do you have a question for the doctor?
You're still going to take the question.
Anyway, just to take the question anyway.
I got to meet Dr. Tennant last time I took my calico in. She came in the room and actually checked her. I'm so happy. Anyway, it was nice to meet you. But my question is a serious one. Is there... any place in the area that can do assembly line fixing, neutering of feral cats? I've got 9 of them.
Oh, gosh. So the feral
Uh-oh.
Cat issue. So I know Haven is taking them. If you call the morning of when I'm doing surgery, then I'll fit anything in. So I do surgery on Tuesdays, and I rotate through Thursday. So not all the doctors will do that, but... but if you call on one of my days, I'll get them in.
I'm talking 9 of them, Doc.
Well, I'm thinking maybe just bring me 3-ish.
That's one.
Well,
they
you
won't
know,
come near me until it's feeding time.
Haven Humane, the vet they had there, and you've worked with mm-hmm. that vet. I mean, she has an assembly line. I mean, she's pumping out 30, 40 a day. And
she's the fastest vet I've ever met. She's so fast.
And then and her team is trained. Like, she's on one. She turns.
Really?
They've got the mm-hmm. cat off or the dog off the table. They've got them into a nice little warming area where they're covered up. And the next one's on there. They cut turns around. And from, yeah. And
yep.
She's fast.
Could they do a house call?
They cannot do a house call.
You
would have to bring them all in there.
Oh, boy.
If you
I'll have to work out the details and the logistics on that because that's like a military movement of troops. You know. It's going to be tough.
Yeah. But the thing is after you get them fixed, you bring them right back and you put them back in their area. Mm-hmm. They can't breed, but yet they'll stay there and keep other cats away. So that's the big thing about this. This is really a good
yeah.
plan.
Well, I'm getting tired of looking out my kitchen window and, oh, there's two little things walking by. Where did they come from? You know, all of a sudden.
Oh,
that's how it works.
cats can reproduce every 2 months. So
every 2 months?
Oh, uh-huh. No.
Yep.
No.
And if you think about, they probably have, you know, 3 to 5 kittens at a time. And, you know.
That's a lot of cats.
Okay. Every 65 days, they can
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Coach Bob.
Well, thank you, guys.
All right.
She operates on Tuesday, so keep stay in touch with Dr.
We're late
Care.
On a break. We're going to take a break right now. Four Winds Jewelry brought this portion of the show, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Strong, not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the Osteo Strong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about Osteo Strong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Street Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. I was really busting some.
Yeah, that was some cool. That was
you know,
cool.
When I do this in front of the window, our open window to the world, you know, people stop and they watch. You know, maybe we should start charging for my dancing in front of the window.
Kind of robot.
Dr. Kara Tennant was with us. Maybe you can go up there and you bust some moves too. So, are you a dancer, Dr. Tennant?
No.
What?
No.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I wonder if Jeff Wirsch can dance. He looks like he could dance. Jeff Worsh, veteran that owns this windshield repair. He's been in this business for several years. In fact, it's been a couple of decades. And he, if there's anything about fixing a windshield that he doesn't know, it doesn't exist. And he believes in quality workmanship. He believes in keeping your family safe, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff can fix this. I saw him in there the other day. He had an RV parked right in his right there in his business, and he was repairing this RV windshield. Can you imagine how much an RV windshield would cost? Well, he can fix it without having to replace the windshield. Find out more by giving him a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Linda and I are here with Dr. Kara Tennant, who is the woman at Care Animal Hospital.
The veterinarian.
On Hilltop. And she's got several others that work with her and plus her assistants. But it's on the end of Hilltop, right up there. If you look at the, you'll see there's a, I think there's a consignment store next to you. But you've got a big sign and you're open 7 days a week. Is that
you
right?
You know, we closed on Sundays.
Okay, closed on Sundays. Yes. Okay.
Our winter hours.
Winter hours, okay. All right, I understand that.
So we started off by you saying that we were talking about, you know, things that you've got so much on, up your sleeve. So let's just get right down to it. Fleas are an issue right now.
Yes.
And what else?
And, you know, I'm seeing a lot of coughing.
Whoa, but not just in people.
Right, not just in people, but in your animals.
Wow.
So first of all, coughing sometimes can be hard to tell if an animal is coughing or not. If you think your cat or your dog is coughing, or maybe your dog is vomiting or regurgitating or hacking, and you can't quite figure out what your pet is doing, it is so helpful if you can get a video of it before you take your pet to the vet. Because if you can get a video of it, then we can look at it. Because, you know, they never do it when they're in the exam room, right?
It's like this hurt before I came in, right?
So
analogy.
That can really be helpful. And cats, when cats are coughing, that's not normal. I'm more concerned about cats coughing than I am a lot of the times with dogs coughing. And when cats cough, it can be several things. They usually don't cough with heart disease, so that's one good thing. But, you know, things like heartworm disease, asthma, parasites can do that. Sometimes infections can do that. But if your cat is coughing, it's really important to bring your cat to the vet and have them looked at. To make sure that they're okay, because there are treatments that we can do. We can help your cat. Sometimes they do have difficulty breathing, especially now when the weather is really cool. We do see a lot of asthma in cats.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And that causes coughing. And the coughing looks like a human coughing almost, you know, where they extend their neck and they just, you know, they look like they're coughing. They're expelling air just like a human would. And it can be very dramatic, and they can lead to difficulty breathing. So it's really important to have your cat examined by a veterinarian, listen to the heart and the lungs, and maybe even take some x-rays to figure out what's going on. Now, with your dog coughing, dogs can cough with all sorts of things, you know, things like foreign bodies and infections and heart disease and collapsing tracheas and laryngeal paralysis, you know, all these things. So it's important to bring your dog in also, because coughing is not always a normal thing, especially if it's persistent. So if your dog goes outside and coughs a couple of times, that's fine. You may never see it again, totally fine. But if your dog is coughing frequently, then your dog definitely needs to come in. So the things I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing a lot of inflamed airways, and I think it's probably because it's, because it's cold, we have our heaters on, it's dry inside. I don't know why I'm seeing more of it now. It's important to have your vet listen, because heart disease is one of the more common causes of coughing in dogs. And so what happens when they have heart disease is their heart becomes enlarged, and then it pushes up on the trachea on the inside of the chest, and that causes pressure, and that causes irritation of the trachea and induces your dog to cough. So what you'll see is you'll see coughing sometimes when they first stand up, maybe coughing when they're going outside on a walk, or maybe after a run. Sometimes you'll see exercise intolerance. So what that means is, say your dog normally goes for a mile run with you. Okay, maybe like a 1 mile walk with you.
Okay. No, great. So,
but now
he goes for a 1 mile walk, but he doesn't walk all of it, or she doesn't walk all of it. She kind of gets carried part of it.
But if she normally goes for a mile, and now she can only go for a couple of minutes before she's breathing heavily, maybe she's coughing, that's exercise intolerance. That, so it doesn't mean that she has to be able to go 10 miles.
Right.
You know, so that's when you need to bring.
Like your dog, when you take them out for these, oh, let's just go for it. And they look at each other and go, oh, no, no, another 6 miles.
No, my lab loves to go. The hound does not.
The hound is a runner, though. He should love it.
But she's a sprinter. She'll go for, you know, a mile or two, and she's happy. And then anything beyond that, she's not happy.
She's not happy.
So
okay,
two things that we've talked about are so far, because we are going to have to take our 8:30 hard break. We've talked about an influx in fleas, so we need to pay attention to that and know that it's an issue right now with January and why that is. We don't know why, but it's an outbreak. And coughing. So I know you've got a lot more to uncover, like, you know, through the eyes of a veterinarian, what you've seen and what you're seeing now for us to look out and also to be aware of again and how to treat and what to do and so on and so forth. But Dr. Kara Tennant is our guest this morning in her once-a-month appearance here in KCNR. We love having you. From Care Animal Hospital. And we're going to have to take a break, but this portion of the show has been brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, in the top 50 hospitals in the country when it comes to cardiac treatment. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, quality, compassion, and community. When we come back, we have questions in our chat room for the good doctor.
Yay.
It is 8:30, up and down, 47 degrees.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled, said, no, 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 child. See the dog and butterfly.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Smokers, is it your New Year's resolution to quit smoking this year? Have you considered vaping as an alternative? If you have questions about vaping, go see the folks at NorCal Vape, Redding's vaping experts. For over 5 years, NorCal Vape has been your premier vape shop and lounge, located at 1700 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding. NorCal Vape provides you with the best customer service and product knowledge. They specialize in going above and beyond for you. They treat their customers like family. They will walk you through every step of the process. NorCal Vape, located in downtown Redding.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that you bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 47 degrees. No.
There's nothing wrong with my dog.
Dr. Kara Tennant is our guest this morning from Cary Animal Hospital. And we're so happy to hear that, you know, we do have our, we love the fact that in our show for 10 years and you are our loyal fans that listen to this show, we love to network people that we love. And we have people that come on regularly on our show, it's because we believe in them. So welcome back to our Friday morning edition.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. You now get to make appointments. So you just walk in, get your hair cut. Now you can get in early, catch up on your reading, because they still have that same great selection of Car and Track.
Field and Stream.
Field and Stream, Guns and Ammo.
National Geographic.
National Geographic and all those. But you'll never see Cosmopolitan. You'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV. It's just hockey games and fights.
Love it.
And well,
an occasional Ronda Rousey match.
Yeah, we try to run those consecutively. we just cycle those through there, Ronda Rousey fights, except the ones where she loses. We didn't like them.
No,
we thought they were all
nobody
fixed.
Liked that.
No, we thought they were fixed. Okay, here. We're with Dr. Kara Tennant. We have a question from the chat room. Good morning, Dr. Kara.
Good morning, Chat Pack.
Question for guest. Besides rabies, are there any diseases people can get or transmit to their pets?
Oh, my goodness. It's like my favorite topic. Zoonotic. So this is called zoonotic diseases. So these are diseases that humans can get from animals.
Zoonotic?
Zoonotic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I could probably talk for hours.
Sounds
about
like
that.
A band.
But
we've got 24 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
But I'll narrow it down a little bit. So we can get intestinal parasites from our animals. So it's really important to keep your pet on a heartworm preventative, because it does have a dewormer in it that will help prevent transmission of roundworms and hookworms, which roundworms is one of the more common causes of blindness in children. And so it's really important to do that. And hookworms, we can get actually through the skin, through our skin. So if you're walking barefoot on the beach, or you're in a sandbox, like your kids are in a sandbox, so you want to keep your pet on a heartworm preventative.
Yeah, but that sandbox that the kids are playing in, it could be cats in there, right? Or the dogs?
Cats and dogs. And then wildlife.
Yeah.
So raccoons. Yeah. Foxes.
You know, it just takes away the whole, like, the
joy of running barefoot.
The innocence of, you know, the kids playing in the sandbox, because you want them to be able to go out and roll around in the dirt and get dirt under the feet. Just get in there, like get it with the earth.
But you can't be afraid of that happening, because it does happen, and it is treatable, though, right?
It is treatable.
Absolutely.
I don't know if the blindness, you know.
No. Yeah, that's
no, that just
that seems to happen more in third world countries when they don't have preventative. Does that happen?
Even here.
It happens here.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many people I see every day whose pets are not on preventative.
So
and they have kids.
Would you say this? If the pets aren't preventatives, is it just because, one, they just don't think about it, two, they don't believe in it, or three, they think it's a plot to take over the world from the New World Order?
I think all of the above. I think they think it's expensive, which heartworm preventative, if you buy it by the month, it's $10 a month. If you buy it a larger supply, it's more like $50 a year, so it's affordable if you plan for it.
Right.
They don't know about it, so they just don't know. They think heartworm. A lot of people think heartworm is an intestinal parasite, and it's not. It's actually a blood parasite. But the heartworm preventative has an additional dewormer in it that protects against.
That helps it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just don't know, or they don't think their pet. It, you know, has the exposure. Their pet's not at risk. You know, their pet only stays inside, or their pet is not around other dogs, or anything like that. But I'll tell you that we have a lot of wildlife here, and the wildlife can transmit it too. And so if your dog goes outside to go to the bathroom, your dog is at risk for heartworm, intestinal parasites, fleas, ticks. I mean, everything. Yes, their risk may be a little bit lower if they're just going, short distances, but your pet goes outside, your pet is at risk.
At risk. Yeah.
Well.
Okay. All right.
Even in the backyard.
Okay.
Our dog has been sprayed by skunk in our backyard. So, there's wildlife back in the backyard.
Yeah.
I mean.
What about that party? Okay. two doors down. We were all involved.
Did you snort?
So worms and all those things. Okay. That's what some of the things we can get from our pups and our pets.
Yeah.
What are a couple
and
other
I think
things?
we were talking about coughing in our pets.
Yes.
And I get that question a lot. Can we transmit upper respiratory disease to our pets, or can our pets transmit those to us? It's incredibly rare. And so it can happen. It's usually with influenza. And so cats do not transmit that to humans, but we can transmit it to cats. So don't cough on your cat if, But there's only ever been a couple of cases, and so that's not something that that I would generally be concerned about. If you have an upper respiratory infection, just try not to cough in the face of your animals, but
bird
risk
flu,
is going to be
swine
pretty low.
Flu, but not dog flu, then.
Right.
Okay.
The influenza virus likes to mutate, which is why we get it usually from pigs, from swine, and then it mutates, and then we can get it. But the canine influenza virus is pretty specific to dogs. But that risk, that tiny, tiny risk is there.
You know what you've got going is one of our listeners goes, he says, oh, my God, my OCD alarm's off.
And
now he's worried about it.
That's the thing
okay,
about zoonotic diseases
okay.
is, yes,
okay,
you can definitely go into the deep end.
All right.
Well, this is something you do, though. This is one of the things you really, really enjoy is the research side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And from my,
the science part of it.
The science part of it. And, the Center for Disease Control has got your name in there someplace. but this is one of the things you really like is the research of that.
I do. Yeah, I do like that. There are not many things that we can get from cats. Of course, she mentioned with the exception of rabies, but cat scratch fever is going to be one of those. But
okay, tell us about
we have a story.
We have a friend that.
But this is your moment.
Tried to help one of the fire cats. Make a long story short, fire cat got in a fight with one of their cats. She tried to stop it. Cat scratched her foot and then climbed up her body and bit her on the face.
Oh.
Well, her foot immediately started swelling up. Mm-hmm. Is that cat scratch fever?
Maybe.
Okay, what is that?
So cat scratch fever is a bacteria that comes from flea dirt. And we usually see it in cats because cats are outdoors. They have more access. And they like to scratch sometimes. But you have to have the flea dirt in the claws of the cat in order to have cat scratch fever.
Okay.
So not all of
it. It's flea dirt.
It's flea dirt.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if your cat is... If your cat is on a flea preventative, you're golden.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
If you are generally a healthy adult, then also your immune system will fight that and you'll be fine. If you're immunocompromised, so if you're really old, you're really young, or you have other systemic disease, autoimmune disease, you're undergoing chemotherapy, you're going to be at a higher risk. And so in that case, I'd recommend that your cat, I recommend anyway that your cat is on a flea preventative year-round.
Wow.
Yep.
So this cat
was, I had no idea
this cat
was
quarantined kind of like for 2 months since the car fire in a separate bedroom.
Okay.
And
because the other cats
was not let outside, used a litter box, and then they would keep it isolated from the other cats because it didn't play well with the other cats. And they were trying to see if it could be integrated. So there's two that have been like this is their domain, and then the other cat that was in a separate room. And somehow the cat got out, and this is 2 months later,
The fight was on.
And the fight was on. So
rolling down
what
the
would
stairs.
That be then? Because I know I get extremely, if I get scratched, even if I'm highly allergic to dander in dogs, I have to have a special kind of breed, our breed, that we have with Snooki is Maltese and Pomeranian. So I don't get that. I don't itch, but when she's hanging around other dogs, like say I drop her off to have a play date for a day, I start to scratch because she's with another dog that has some kind of dander. Is it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
So that doesn't necessarily mean that it's cat scratch fever, but sensitivities, absolutely. You can flare up. You can get secondary infections. A lot of times you'll get the staph infection. Cat scratch fever, I mean, it's pretty serious. It causes lymphadenopathy, so where your lymph nodes get very large. A lot of these people have to be hospitalized. IV fluid therapy and IV antibiotics. You definitely, if you are scratched or bitten by a cat or a dog or really any animal, you really should seek medical attention because these, also, I mean, cats have some pretty nasty bacteria in their mouths, same with dogs. And so if they bite you.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is that because of the bacteria. And, you know, and I've read also is that the cats will get, you know, could get pieces of flesh if they've been outside. You know, they're just kind of accumulating under their claws and all this. But these are things, though, just in a quick synopsis before we take the break is if you get scratched, if they have flea dirt underneath their, and this is for a cat, underneath their claws, that can cause the, you know, the original cat scratch fever. But they can also pick up worms and the worms because they enter through your skin, or you may have something. If kids are petting an animal and it's on their hands and they put their hands on their face and
it's fecal oral, so you have to. And so adults get something like a roundworm. Is we'll clean the litter box, or we'll play with our dog who's been playing outside in the mud, and then we'll go eat an apple. You know, we're not directly eating feces like children can do, but
I just love this segment of the show.
Just, you know what?
Okay,
you're so full of so much great information. We got to take a break, though.
But before we do, we have to say that only Ken Murray can walk in the middle of the show, sit down, put on his headphones, put the mic up like he's, you know,
going to say something. We don't even know what it's about.
But we're going to talk to him when he gets back because, it's Ken Murray. You know, and our guest this morning is, of course, Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital.
We'll be right back.
Another spill and stain on your beautiful carpet. Turn that oops into no big deal with a LifeGuard stain-resistant waterproof back carpet from Shaw Floors and Design Time & Tile. The patented soil repellent of LifeGuard carpet keeps spills and pet accidents from soaking through your carpet for easy cleanup and resists stains and odors. So if you have kids, pets, or your family's just spill-prone, keep your home clean, fresh, and odor-free with LifeGuard carpet from Design Time & Tile. Corner of Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 north of Wind River. Visit our store, our website at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Contact Jeff Avery at 243-4600. License number 0D09479.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train.
Back on the air, buddy.
Hey, Journey. Yeah, you got to keep believing there. I love that song. I can play that song probably
every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I could play it. I could be listening with one of my earbuds in my ear and be watching Tombstone the movie with the
happy.
Other one. And I'd be a happy guy. In fact, Linda's going to be traveling to SAC and then down to L.A. this weekend. You got to be careful, you know, for
right.
a family thing. It's an important thing that she's going down.
Right.
And I'm sitting there with Friday night and Saturday and Sunday. And who knows? I may just go through a Tombstone and just listening to my music all weekend.
Good for you. Hey, welcome back. And you know, we have Dr. Kara Tennant, and of course we talked about the fact that our good friend Ken Murray, who
just,
we're so blessed to have you come in and host the show at times, and
he's going to be my guest Monday. We're going to be
aren't you
supposed to be here Monday?
And this time we'll be on the air because AT&T did fix their faux pas.
Yeah, finally fixed our circuit.
So you've walked in, just sat yourself down, and I'm, hello.
Do you have a question?
You had a question for the doctor.
I do. What do you charge to get a foxtail out of a dog's throat?
Oh, so that's probably going to be about maybe $250, roughly.
Can you take one out of my throat?
That's gross. What, do you have a foxtail in your throat?
I had one in my throat.
Oh, really?
How?
And I went to the hospital, to the emergency room. It cost me $3,000.
Oh, how did you get a foxtail in your throat?
This is not about you, but how did you get one
in your throat? I was weed whacking without a mask.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Oh, my.
A foxtail threw into my $3,000. Oh, why can't I go to a vet for that?
That'd be nice, right?
Can I?
No.
Why not?
Even on, like, after hours?
Because this is not Breaking Bad, buddy.
Yeah, this is not a Breaking Bad.
This is where the vets sewing up
bullet holes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tempting. Although that sounds cool.
Okay, for Dr. Carrot, then. Okay, you had a couple other things here. We got, like, 7 minutes.
More questions,
oh,
Ken?
Right, so someone asked about toxoplasma.
Oh, on the chat pack,
right,
somebody
right.
said, what is toxoplasma?
So, toxoplasma is a parasite that's transmitted through the feces of cats, and people get really excited about it because it causes abortion in pregnant women. And so this is the reason why your doctor will tell you not to clean out your cat's litter box while you're pregnant. But, I mean, if
really?
If you wash your hands, then you will be fine.
How about putting on rubber gloves?
And if you clean it daily, then you will be fine. If you leave it for a couple of days, then it takes a couple of days for the eggs to mature and become infectious.
Now, now your cat, though, will only get this one time in their life.
Right. So if your cat has been exposed to toxo, then they are only infectious for 2 weeks out of their entire lifetime. You don't know when those 2 weeks are. Could be when they're 8 weeks old. It could be when they're 10 years old. We don't know.
Okay.
But what I always tell people is you're more likely to get toxo if you're gardening. If you're out in the garden and you're digging in the dirt with your hands and you don't wash your hands, then that's when you're going to be really exposed to toxo, because we do have, you know, all sorts of cats that run around and, you know, they love the,
poop in
the
your
soil.
Garden.
They love the garden.
Yeah. It's
and think about you've got and, organic tomatoes
yeah,
and you
so,
think you're eating healthy.
Yep,
but
so you've got to wash all your vegetables, you know, wash everything that comes out of the ground, wash your hands.
It's called gloves.
I'm not going to tell you about the lettuce we got one time and when we were getting ready for Desert Storm and during Desert Shield, we got a bunch of lettuce from Lebanon and what it did to about half of our units.
Well, that's why they did the romaine recall, because of the fact that we've had friends that had that.
There's different types of fertilizer throughout
you
the
know,
world.
Just wash everything. Just wash it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah, somebody said for you to drink, for Mr. Murray to drink a Guinness stout straight down, and it washes the foxtail out.
No.
That's what they said. It's right in there.
It's stuck in your
okay.
esophagus.
All right, what else do we have here? We got like about 5 minutes.
Got calls
the phones
in.
Are coming in now.
Yeah.
Okay, so
4 minutes
what else
left.
Do we have?
Well, I thought that maybe we could touch on ear infections because I haven't done that.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah, so ear infections can happen in your dogs and your cats. Ear mites are not common in dogs. I've actually never seen ear mites in a dog. I've been practicing for 13 years, so I've seen lots of dogs, but so many people come in and say, my dog has ear mites. It is so rare. Cats have all sorts of ear mites, and that's always fun, but dogs don't. They get ear infections. So when dogs have an ear infection, it's either a yeast infection, a bacterial infection, or a combination of both of those. So it's important to take your dog to the vet to find out what kind of infection they have, because then they can pick the medication that will work for your dog. And dogs get infections when they get things stuck in their ears, like foxtails, which is really common in the summertime.
And I remember you saying you're treating 2 to 3 dogs
uh-huh,
a day?
2 to 3 a day.
For foxtails.
Mm-hmm.
Is it cheaper to get a foxtail out of an ear than a throat?
It's still going to be about the same. What will be expensive is if you have to be scoped. So which they probably did for you. They probably had to scope your throat.
No, my gag reflex was so strong they had to knock me out to get it out.
Okay, moving right along.
Hey, it's more interesting than cat poop, okay?
I'm not, you know, not the people with cats.
I know. And parasites. It's so exciting.
You know, and every time you mention parasite and something, Jared
poor
just
Jared.
Cringes
it's
a little more.
It's been a while, though.
It has
right?
been. You haven't gotten into things where it gets into their intestines. And,
so Jared,
oh, he
took his headphones off. We do. Is the caller waiting? And it was regarding something else.
It was Rally Sally about a rally tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the march. Is she still on?
She is.
Okay, real quick, Sally, what?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to let your listeners know that there's a rally tomorrow, a Build That Wall rally.
Okay, when and where?
It's at Hilltop Drive in front of the Holiday Inn between 11 and 1.
Okay, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go back to Dr. Kara Tennant.
Right. So what you'll see is you're going to see your animals shaking their head. They're going to be shaking their head, maybe scratching at their ears. Those are signs that they need to go into the vet if it's persistent.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do it a couple of times, that's fine. That's like normal animal shaking. Mm-hmm. But if they're doing it a lot, bring them in because you don't know what.
Is there a smell sometimes associated with it or not?
Yeah. So if they've got a bacterial infection or a yeast infection or both of those, it can be pretty dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times I can tell just by smelling the ear what kind of infection it is. But a lot of times I have to run what's called a cytology. So that what that is I take a sample of what's growing in the ear. I look under the microscope, and that'll tell me, is it yeast, a fungus, is it bacteria, or is it both of those? And then I can pick the medication.
Okay. You know, she's smiling when she's talking about this. You know what? It's a special stew, and then come up with a remedy. She calls the rest of the girls in. Okay, look at this.
You know, if I have an owner who's interested, I will show them things under the microscope. So when I'm looking at that. Yeah, when I'm looking at a ear analysis, I'm looking at an ear cytology. I aspirate all sorts of lumps. So I look at.
Do you put them on a little glass like they used to? Little glass slide. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then, ear mites.
I'll show them ear mites, especially if they're kids in the room. They always love that because you can see them moving around.
The interaction.
Oh, yeah.
How nice.
It's fun. Well, they're paying, you know what, like $50 for the test.
And they're learning something,
It's super cool. Well, I mean, obviously, I love it. But a lot of people really enjoy seeing that. And it's worth, I mean, it's worth the money spent because then you have a diagnosis.
You're being taught something, too, and maybe encourage these kids to become vets one day.
So fun.
Last thought here. You've got 1 minute before we have to make a run for it.
Well, I think the biggest thing probably is preventative care, right? I mean, that's what I talk about all the time. A lot of these things can be prevented. Especially ear mites and cats can be prevented by a topical flea preventative called Revolution, which protects them against intestinal parasites, ear mites, and fleas, and heartworm.
And just remember that what the doctor says is, you know, you can treat your animals for heartworms, and which then helps them with the other types of worms. All types of preventative things we can do that will save you a lot of money in the future. Mm-hmm. Just like, I mean, you're talking $250, you know, or $50 for a test to find out something that could have been prevented.
Right. And if you're paying $10 a month for a heartworm preventative to prevent your dog from getting heartworm, heartworm treatment, it's like $1,200. So if you prevent that, then you don't have to spend it.
Yeah. Dr. Kara Tennant, thank you so much for being with us.
And Ken Murray for the stop by.
Yeah, and Care Animal Hospital at the end of Hilltop. And at the end of Hilltop and open Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. And close to Lake at that end.
Yeah, and what's your phone number real quick?
It's 244-2287.
And, you know, and Ken will beg next time he gets in the ear, he gets one of those things in his ear.
You can meet the staff. You go to Care Animal Hospital and meet the staff, and it's a really great website.
Everybody have a great weekend. Sunday horses.